بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياه ليبلوكم ايكم احسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى has mentioned in the beginning verses of Surah Al-Mulk, which is the very first surah we heard in tonight's Taraweeh, that is the first surah of the 29th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the surah with praising himself, Tabarak, blessed. We talk about barakah. The word barakah means blessings and increase. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about Himself being blessed, it means that He is the pinnacle and the limit of all blessings. There is nothing, there is nobody superior than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody more blessed than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ It is in His hands and His control. The entire sovereignty, the kingdomship, the worlds, the universe, dunya, akhirat, whatever Allah has created, everything is in His control. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ Allah is most powerful and Allah is most forgiving. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Him having created death and life. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ Now he could have mentioned any other quality of his. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to drive our attention to the fact that we have been created for the akhirat. We all came into this world, we got hayat. And then we will experience more than death. But in this particular ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ The one who has created death and life. So the commentators say that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by putting maut before life, death before life, Allah is focusing this or driving home this point very strongly that we have been created for the akhirat. Death, maut is a reality. And every person has to taste death. Alhamdulillah, every night we listen to muraqabah maut, some part of it. But for the benefit of those who are not here for the second session, or just as a reminder to ourselves and just revising what we have heard, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam therefore says, "Akthiru dhikra hadhi min ladhat." They remember in abundance the terminator, the cutter of all pleasures, all the pleasures we enjoy in this world, whatever the pleasures of eating, drinking, having a happy life, a joyful life, the pleasures of this dunya, everything has to come to an end. And what is the thing going to cut off those pleasures? There is maut. When maut comes, no matter who we are, what property we own, what amount of wealth we have, no matter what titles we have, we could be kings and rulers, but we leave everything behind. That is why Sikandar, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed, and he was amongst those people who had rulership over the entire world. So when he, just before he passed on, he made this wasiyat and advice that when I pass away, then put my hands out of the qabr. People ask why? He said, then the people can see the Sikandar has went empty handed, he has taken nothing. And therefore the poet says, you to dekhne mein dunya kis qadar khush rang thi. Like that. When one looked in the world, looked at the world, the embellishments of the world, the decoration, the glitter, the glamour, everything so marvelous, so beautiful, everything shining, looking very rosy. Qabr mein jaate huye haqeeqat khul gayi. But as the person is lowered into the qabr, the reality of dunya now opens to him. Now he realizes he's going to be all alone in the sunduq, in that box. And he has to answer for his a'mal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an easy mawt. Therefore Rasulullah said, Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa fima ba'd al mawt. Allah give us barakat in our mawt. Make it be easier. A good mawt. And bless us after death also. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, when he visited a qabr, he would cry. Just mention the riwayat, he would cry so much that his beard would become wet. Somebody asked him, you read about Jannah, Jahannam, you don't cry so much. Why are you crying so much by the qabr so much? So he says that the qabr is the first manzil of the manazil al-akhirah. It is the first destination of the destination of the akhirah. The first stop is qabr. Every person has to die. He'll be buried. So from the akhirah, that is the first station a person has to stop and go through. If he passes there with flying colors, then there's great hope. The remaining of the stations of the akhirah, pul sirat, hisab, kitab, hashar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him pass with flying colors. But if he fails in his qabr, and those three simple questions which Rasulullah has taught us, and trained us to believe and be able to give the answer, man rabbuk madinuk man hadha rajul. And if we do not give the right answer and we fail in the qabr, then we don't have much hopes after that on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala save all of us. And Allah continues further and He says, Alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin tibaqa. Allah talks about Him creating the seven firmaments, the seven skies, absolutely strong. In other verses which we did in the past, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ Allah says, we constructed and we created this, these skies with great strength. In one verse, أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءَ Allah addresses us. Are you stronger or the skies in creation? In Surah Mulk, Allah says, look at the skies. Do you see any cracks? Do you see any fissures? Any deficiencies? Absolutely powerfully built. Allah says, farji'il basar, perhaps you haven't seen properly. Check again. Look with a very careful eye. You require a binoculars, telescope, whatever you have, check properly. Hal tara min tafawut? Do you see any weakness in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The seven skies is one thing Allah is showing us for us to ponder. And therefore at the time of tahajjud, Rasulullah SAW, when he would wake up at tahajjud, and he would recite the ayat, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Verily in the creation of the skies and the earth, the alternating of the night and day, these are signs for people who have intelligence. All of us claim to be educated. We all go, have been to school and university or college. We claim we can read and write. We are literate. And we have such technology in our possessions, the computer and whatnot. Allah says, if you really have intelligence, then you should ponder over the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How mighty, how powerful He is. You'll notice from the 29th para onwards, from the surah, 29 in the 30th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of these surahs are Makki surahs. There's a detailed explanation about Makki surah, Madani surah. But generally in those surahs which are known as Makki surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His qudrat, His power. And Allah gives us proofs upon proofs upon proofs to show His oneness. To show us His greatness, His supremacy, His might, how powerful He is. And in these surahs were answers for the disbelievers, the mushrikeen, who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did not believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about qiyamah. Allah talks about hashar, the plains of qiyamah. Sayyid Qutb, in his Fizirah al-Quran, Shaykh Sayyid Qutb, rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned that in the 30th para, you'll find surahs one after the other, sounding the same theme about Qiyamah. Like a person knocking on your door. the first tap, first knock. Then suddenly, second, third, harder and harder, banging, banging, to awaken us from our deep slumber. Qiyamah is going to take place. Therefore, we have to realize that maut is a reality. And maut is not something that we should be afraid of. Maut is not something that we should be afraid of. That person who loves his Allah and he wants to meet his Allah, then maut is a hadiyah, it is a tuhfa, it is a gift for him. It is a bridge to join this lover with his beloved. To be able to pass from this world, dunya, to akhirat, one has to go through maut. But that person who is not prepared to meet his Allah, he doesn't want to meet his Allah. He wants to live in this world forever and ever, and he wants to enjoy the comforts and the pleasures of this world. In other words, he's not prepared for the akhirat. He procrastinated. He delayed. ND310274, kindly remove your car. If anybody else's car is blocking somewhere, please remove your car before we have to keep on interrupting. It is a bridge to move from this dunya to the akhirat. And therefore we have to prepare for this maut. And preparation for this maut is not difficult. It seems to us it is very difficult. Allah has promised, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah has created Jannat. Allah has created Jahannam also. But that person who strives towards Akhirat, he makes a genuine effort. Of course, in his striving, he will stumble, he'll fall, he'll make mistakes. And therefore Allah has got the door of Tawbah open. So he'll turn to his Allah, and Allah wants us to turn to him again and again. But this life and the struggle towards the Akhirat will be something that he will enjoy. The ibadat, he will get some enjoyment when he is supplicating to his Allah. He will not get bored. He'll want to just continue talking to his Allah. His salat also won't be so short and brief like ours. We choose the shortest surah. Wal asri inna atina qul wallahu ahad falaq nas. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in would choose lengthy surah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. I'm only going to mention one sahabi. Entire Quran in Majid in one rakat. One rakat. For us, it's impossible. Ask some Hufazi Kiram who know the work well, who recite Quran every day. We have many walking Qurans here, mashallah. Who recite Quran every day. For them, like how it is Surah Yasin for us. For them, it is Quran in Majid. So, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they used to enjoy the ibadat. And as I mentioned previously also, because the object was akhirat, maut. And they prepared for that maut. Hum aaye hai dunya mein jaane ke liye. We have come in this world to go. Go where? We are going back to our original home. Our original home was Jannat. Where was Adam alayhi salatu salam? In Jannat. We came into this world for an examination. And Allah says, لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to test you. He's putting us through a trial, a test, to see which one of you, ayyukum, ahsanu is better, amala in action. Mufassirin explain, what is ahsanul amal? What does it mean, who is most perfect in actions? Who is best in actions? What is the meaning of this? Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and commentators say, that person who goes all out, he makes every effort to ensure that he stays away, he refrains from all the prohibitions of Allah. And he strives to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his level best. And this is the sum total of taqwa. That one does those things which Allah has commanded him to do, and he refrains from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stopped him from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the haqeeqat. How many janazas we have carried, how many janazas we have performed. Before Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala would say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلْ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Make muhasaba of your nafs. Check yourselves. Take an account. We have stock taking. We should take stock of our hearts, our nafs every day. Which direction are we moving? Is the needle towards the qibla or is it drifting away? A person when he is not in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should feel like a fish out of water, restless, bechain. His qibla is moving very fast, away from the point of focus. And therefore, nafs, we have nafs-e-ammara. Nafs-e-ammara is that nafs, that soul that incites a person. It provokes him, incites him towards evil, towards sin, towards haram, towards drugs, towards women, towards riba, towards interest, towards cheating, deceiving, lying to people, lying to one's customers, not showing them the defective goods, cheating on our wives and our husbands, being disloyal to them, spending our time in the gambling dens, listening to music and haram, corroding this heart. So the nafs keeps on prompting a person to towards haram. But then there is another nafs, another stage of the same nafs. If one exercises what you call spiritual training, reformation, he makes mujahada, riyadah. And we explained in detail the other night about how much time and care we take in our physical exercises in the gym. There is a spiritual gym also. And we have to work on the biceps, triceps of our nafs also. And then that becomes a nafsul lawwama. Lawwama that reproaches, upbraids, rebukes, and at times it falls back, makes sense. So incites the person also, but at many times it will scold the nafs, reproach the nafs. Most of the commentators have said that nafs lawwama is that soul which rebukes itself when it does wrong, when it does evil. And it rebukes itself when it does not do good deeds to a level that it should do. So this is a training period. Where after nafsi ammara, person suddenly now realizes that he is going to pass away, mort will take place. He has to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to keep a check on himself. Now he detests and he abhors and he's sick and tired of the miserable, filthy life he was leading. Now he wants to change his life. He wants to improve. So now he'll begin to reproach himself. And he'll want to strive to do better each time. Each time he does something, he feels, I haven't done really well. And as he continues the spiritual process, a time comes when he has nafs mutma'inna. When now his nafs came out from the stage of darkness into nur. From kufr and shirk into iman. From ma'asi and ghaflat to a life of Allah consciousness. Now he has taqwa in his life. He is wara'. He is careful. And he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is like a fish in the water. Now he enjoys coming to the masjid. He wants to spend hours and hours. He wants to be in the company of pious and good people. When he hears Quran and Hadith and he meets the pious people, he gets happy. He stays far away from sins. And this is the nafs mutma'inna, ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. This nafs is happy to obey its Allah. Please at all time, what is my Allah's instruction? Allah commands me to perform salat. I'm ready for salat. It is time for hajj. Hajj. Zakat. Whatever the command is. And Allah becomes happy with the soul. So Allah invites the soul, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Enter and be in the company of my chosen servants, the inmates of Jannat. And come into my Jannat. When Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an passed away, and as they buried him, suddenly they heard a voice. And some riwayat, some kitabs have mentioned even that a white bird suddenly came out from his coffin. And the Sahaba heard the same ayat, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them. As I said, it is not difficult. What we require is that strength, that courage, that himmat. We have to be men in the true sense of the word. Rijalullah. Whilst we are in this world, and we have occupation, we have business, we have families, Allah does not want us to sit with the tasbih and make zikrullah whole day in the masjid. No. Therefore, those three sahaba, when they came and questioned Rasulullah's wives, they tell us about the ibadat of Rasulullah, how much of ibadat he makes. Well, they explained briefly. So one of them said, well, from today onwards, I'm going to keep roza every single day. Not a single day I'm going to miss. Every day nafil roza. Other one said, oh, myself, the whole night I'm going to engage in tahajjud. Whole night. Because we have to do so much more. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was forgiven. Masoom, sinless. He got his jannat. We have to strive much more. So one is going to keep roza every day. One is going to make tahajjud whole night. Other one says, I won't have any relationship with any, I won't get married at all. فَلَا أَتَزَوَّجُ أَبَدًا. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears of these three sahaba, what desires they have and ambitions, he calls them. He says, listen here, I keep roza one day, and one day I don't keep, talking about nafil. I keep sometimes, sometimes I do not keep. And I sleep at night and I wake up for tahajjud. Not the entire night I'm making tahajjud. And I have got wives also. I have married. ذَلِكَ مِن sunnati. Oh, this is my sunnah. Nabi Kareem mentioned, مَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever turns away from my sunnah, then he is not of me. Understand the balance. And normally in the nikah bayan, we hear, النِكَاهُ مِنْ سُنَّتِي, then you mention this part of the hadith, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Probably there's the only sunnah we know about nikah. It's a very important sunnah. All those brothers who have not found suitable spouses and wives, may Allah Ta'ala find them suitable partners. Those girls who are looking for suitable partners, may Allah Ta'ala give them suitable partners also. But sunnah is far more greater and broader. But this is the balance. Another car, NC7867. NC7867. Please remove your car. So Allah does not want us and expect from us to make ibadah the whole night in the masjid. No, it's a balanced life. Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala comes out one day. Imagine sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we sit by the great people, the scholars and the elders and the mashayikh, our iman gets generated. We feel so spiritually charged. We feel different. We just want to cry. We make promises in our heart that, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. We feel so spiritually elevated and charged. Especially in the month of Ramadan, the hearts become soft. Imagine sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just a few words of his spirit would charge the sahaba to such an extent that the sahaba would say that as though we can see Jannat and Jahannam in front of us. Hanzala radiallahu anhu comes out one day, he goes home. He's restless. He feels, no. When I'm sitting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm spiritually charged. I'm in a different level. When I come home, عَافَسْنَا الْأَزْوَاجِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَالضَّيْعَاتِ. We meet our wives, our children. We mix with them, we talk with them, we're busy with our shop and businesses. We don't feel that type of spiritual level. I must be a munafiq. Hanzala says,
نافق حمزلة. I must be a munafiq. Why I'm not feeling the same? Comes out, he's saying, نافق حمزلة, نافق حمزلة. حمزلة is turned munafiq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, حمزلة, what are you saying? So he explained to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, this is my kifir, this is what I'm feeling. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, hey, حمزلة, what you're saying is right. I feel the same. I also feel I'm a munafiq. Compare our lives to their lives. Both go to Rasulullah s.a.w. Maybe Nabi Kareem some looks at them, listens to them, say no. Shay'an fa shay'an. Sa'atan fa sa'atan. Muhaddiseen scholars explain, one meaning is, sa'atan ma'a Allah, sa'atan ma'a al-awlad wal-azwaj. You have time, you got to spend with Allah in the masjid, dhikrullah, with Rasulullah s.a.w., with Quran, hadith, ibadat, deen. And you got to spend time with your wives also, and your children, and your shop, your businesses. This is deen, it's balance. And some ulama give the explanation, slowly, slowly, gradually. You will reach a spiritual level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. And then Rasulullah had mentioned to them also, that, oh, Hanzala, if you had to remain in the same kayfiyat, spiritual condition, that you are, that when you are with me, and you have the same spiritual condition when you leave my majlis and you go home, then the malaika would come and meet you on the roads and make salam to you. It's not possible. Allah has created, we are bashar, we are human beings, we are not angels. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to the angels. Allah boasts to the angels. Especially after Fajr and Asr Salat. The angels is the shift of angels. Those who are during the day here, they go up, and then the night angels come down. Allah asks them, Allah knows very well, how did you find my banda? What were they doing? Ya Allah, they're performing salat when we left last. They're making a dhikr. Have they seen me? No, no, Ya Allah, if they see me, they'll make even more dhikr. What are they asking? They're asking Ya Allah for Jannat. Have they seen Jannat? No, Allah. If they see Jannat, they'll have even more desire to get Jannat. What are they seeking refuge from? Angels see Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? Angels say, oh Allah, they haven't seen Jahannam. And if they have to see Jahannam, the angels say, oh Allah, then your bandas will ask you more protection from Jahannam. Allah loves us so much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this sirat mustaqeem more and more and more easy for us. And make it be such a pleasure to travel on. We don't have to look back on the sides. We must enjoy this life, and this is what Hayat al-Tayyibah is all about. Ba lutf zindagi, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah mentioned, a happy, blissful life in the ibadat and in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. We have this last few nights, tonight also is an odd night. Only Allah knows whether it's Laylatul Qadr or not. All the nights that went past, each one looks so similar. Each one seemed like it was very good. We don't have those eyes, we don't have those hearts, we are weak bandas. But Allah looks at our weakness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us. So inshallah tonight also there will be programs. Let us spend our time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah, tawbah, istighfar, cry. There's nothing else new we can speak about, current affairs and this and that. We all know what's our problems. We have now come to take from Allah's treasures before the moon for Eid is seen and Ramadan is all over. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Remember, we said, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our beloved creator. He's such a beautiful name. Take His name with pleasure, with happiness, with ecstasy. And take His name in the most sweetest manner. We are calling out to our beloved Allah. Allah is listening to us. When a person reads La ilaha illallah, between La ilaha illallah and the arsh of Allah, there's no hijab. So a beam of ray and noor from our hearts is going straight to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remove from our hearts ghayrullah, everything besides Allah. We've got the scrubbing brush and this, we are polishing and removing from our heart and eradicating all the filth, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, the malice we have, and the filth we have. Everything is coming out. And feel that it's coming out. And we take the name of Allah, we say, Illallah. Allah is coming into our hearts. Allah is filling our hearts with His nur, His marifat, His love.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 When we see Allah, picture the entire heaven, sing Allah. The sky is sing Allah. Sun is sing Allah. The moon is sing Allah. The cloud is sing Allah. The rain is sing Allah. Every rain droplet is sing Allah. The earth is sing Allah. The plants are coming out of the earth is sing Allah. The trees are swaying and sing Allah. Every leaf is sing Allah. The jinn is sing Allah. Insan is sing Allah. The malaika sing Allah, the birds sing Allah, the animals sing Allah, the insects sing Allah, the mountains sing Allah, the oceans sing Allah, the hair, every hair on the body of a believer, mu'min sing Allah, Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalalu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu, Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Naziri, Allah, Ma'i, Allah, Hadiri, Allah, Naziri, Allah, Ma'i, Allah, 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 koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne
ہو وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں.
But just for this few nights, little bit of sabr we have to make. There isn't a person in this masjid, there isn't a single person who does not need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone requires Allah. We are desperate, desperate, desperate. This is our last chance. It is a person who is convicted, is a criminal. And the last appeal, last chance he's got to plead or say something that perhaps will cause the judge to have some kindness and softness and pardon him. How will this person, what must he say? Otherwise he'll be sentenced for life. So he'll use his best words, he'll cry. He'll go down on his knees so that he may be pardoned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this chance. Everybody is tired, we understand. Sometimes it's dua, because we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Take a little bit of sabr inshallah. Perhaps tonight is Laylatul Qadr. And even if it is not Laylatul Qadr, perhaps one person here says Ameen. And he's sincere, he's crying to Allah. Allah answers the dua, all of us will be pardoned. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh. La nuhsi thanana alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin. Wa ya dha al-quwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimeen. Ya dha al-jalali wal-ikram, ya hannan, ya mannan. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا أول الأولين الله، يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا رب المستضعفين. Oh my Allah, you've got such beautiful names, such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Our whole life has passed on, my Allah, and we have not realized who you are. Your azmat, your greatness has not come into our hearts, my Allah. Allah, after coming into this world, we leave this world without recognizing you, my Allah. You showed us the skies, the earth, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans. You have given us our bodies, our eyes, our ears, our sight, our lungs, our everything you provided, my Allah. You reminded us again and again and again and again and again. You provided so much for us. You have given us such rozi, such food, ya Allah. You have provided clothing, shelter, protection. You have given us everything we require. Ya Allah, despite our being disobedient to you, again and again, we've sinned and we drifted away from your mercy. But Ya Allah, you were so tolerant. You forgave us. You concealed our sins, Ya Allah. You did not expose us. Oh my Allah, you chose us to be the Ummat of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam desire to be a part of this ummah. They were not given this preference, my Allah. They were not given this opportunity. You made us in the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us iman, my Allah. Such bounties, bounties upon bounties and upon bounties. The morning we are able to wake up and see. We are able to move. We can move our hands and our limbs. We can go to our jobs and work. We can eat and we can drink. We can sleep on a comfortable bed. You have given us wives and children. You have given us beautiful masajid where we can make sajda on a soft carpet. My Allah, you have provided everything for us. We disobeyed you, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. We confess, we acknowledge, ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we sit tonight before you, my Allah. The criminal who has given the last chance to make his plea before the judge. Perhaps one or two words he might say, which will make the judge pardon him, my Allah. You are the best judge of all judges. You are Maliki Yawmiddin. On the day of Qiyamah, there is no other judge. There is no other ruler. There is no other king. There is no other owner besides you. You say, Limanil Mulkulun. For who does this entire kingdom belong? Lillahi al-Wahid al-Qahar. To the one Allah who is most powerful. Oh my Allah, you are Qahar. If you wish, you can punish us. If you wish, you can take our sight away. You can take our limbs and organs. You can make us insane if you wish. Oh my Allah, you haven't done that because you're such a kind Allah. You're such a loving Allah. You don't like to punish. You love to forgive. You love those who repent, who turn to you, my Allah. You are Tawwab. One who forgives and forgives and forgives. And he never gets tired forgiving. May Allah, we have brought the whole world full of gunas and ma'asi, atham, zunub, filthy Allah. We are presenting filth before you, my Allah. Pornographic material that we are seeing. Internet and porn sites and gambling dens. Ya Allah, illicit relationships. Zina, riba, gambling. Oh, my Allah. Terrible, terrible, heinous crimes we have committed, my Allah. We have brought arrogance and pride and anger and malice. And Ya Allah, arrogance and all the filthy things of our heart, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have got hasad and kina and booze and adawat, enmity and hostility. Ya Allah, all the filth, Ya Allah, we can only present before you, my Allah. The whole world we have brought of only gunas and maasi. Ya Allah, from the earth right till the skies, Ya Allah. We have filled and brought filthy, filthy gunas. My Allah, but Rasulullah SAW has mentioned the hadith that you have mentioned, Ya Ibadi, oh my beloved servants, you can bring the whole world full of khati'at and sins and ma'asi. I will in return give you the whole world full with maghfirat and rahmat. Oh my Allah, you love to forgive. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight to forgive us all the sins, my Allah. Sins we did in broad daylight, in public, in front of everybody, in front of our friends and family members. We were so proud, Ya Allah. We boasted and we bragged over this filth, these sins we committed, Ya Allah. At times we posed for pictures, the pictures could be taken, and we could show the whole world what terrible lives we live, and how we disobey our Creator. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. We have done so much of wrong, Ya Allah, in public, in privacy, in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. We thought nobody was watching. We thought our wives were not there or they were fast asleep. We thought our parents were in the other room, Ya Allah. We thought they did not know and they are not seeing and they were not there, they were not present, Ya Allah, but you were watching, Ya Allah. You were watching, my Allah. Ya Allah, we became ghafil of you, my Allah. We forgot that you were watching, Ya Allah. We forgot, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess that we are such terrible people, my Allah. We are terrible ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess all the wrongs we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that every bounty, it is only from you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, tonight again, my Allah. Like the other nights we tried, Ya Allah, we cried, we tried, we cried. We came right to your doorstep, my Allah. We knocked, Ya Allah, we knocked, my Allah. You saw us knocking, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not blind, my Allah. You are not deaf, Ya Allah. You are not asam, Ya Allah. You are not a'ma, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love when the banda comes again and again. He rolls on your doorstep. He shows us this, how desperate he is. He shows you, my Allah. You love it, my Allah. Now, my Allah, open the doors, my Allah. Let us come inside, my Allah. Ya Allah, that mother who spanks a child, chases the child out. The child goes wandering in the street, my Allah. Cries and cries and cries. That mother has the rahmat for her child. She peeps from the peephole of the door. She watches the child coming back towards the door. The child comes on the doorstep. The child is hungry. The child is crying. The child is knocking and saying, Ma, Ma, open the door. Ya Allah, you have placed such muhabbat and rahmat in the mother's heart. She opens the door. She grabs the child. Kisses her child. She begins to shed tears. She cries. She feeds her child. She clings onto her child. Oh,
rahmat is far more greater than the rahmat of a mother for a child, Allah. It is impossible that you will not forgive us, Allah. Ya Allah, your quality is afu. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afu. Afu anna ya kareem. Allah. Allahumma fulli dhunubana kullaha. Dikkaha wa jillaha. Awwalaha wa akhiraha. وَعَلَانِيَتَهَا وَسِرَّهَا Ya Allah, guide us now, my Allah. Guide us, give us a taqwa. Ya Allah, we have heard about taqwa. Ayat upon ayat, Ya Allah. We have heard so many bayans and talks, Ya Allah. And madrasas and dhikr and everything we have done, Ya Allah. Ulama from far and wide, Ya Allah, the advices. Ya Allah, this majid has got no excuse, my Allah. No excuse. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this masjid has heard most about taqwa, my Allah. And refraining from sins, my Allah. Ya Allah. Our hearts are so heavy, ya Allah. We didn't make qadr. We did not make qadr, my Allah. We didn't make qadr, ya Allah. Ab bhugatna padta hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. You are still there, my Allah. You are still hayy, you are qayyum, my Allah. You are hayy, you are qayyum. You never experience death, you never become sleepy, ya Allah, you are never overtaken by slumber and sleep, my Allah, you are always watching, you are living, you will always be existing, my Allah, you are Samad, ya Allah, you are Baniyaz, you don't need anybody, every person needs you, my Allah, you are Ghani, you don't need any person, you are full of praise, ya Allah, you are independent, ya Allah, we are Faqir, ya Allah, we are Fuqara, beggars are turning to you tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, the receivers, my Allah. The whole ummah, ya Allah. Harameen Sharifain, ya Allah. Taraweeh is taking place at this moment, ya Allah. They are crying, making dua. Masjid Al-Aqsa is making dua. Every, ya Allah, nook and corner of the world, ya Allah. Some musalla, some masjid, some jamaat khana, some house, some garage. Kufaz al-kiram, taraweeh is being completed. People are performing taraweeh. People are raising their hand. Some making tasbih, some making dhikr, ya Ahlullah. Ya Allah, the Qutub, the Abdal, ya Allah. Pious Muqarrabeen, ya Allah, in various parts of the world, they've raised their hands in the month of Ramadan. Each person, every ummati is experiencing Ramadan, my Allah. Each person is crying to you, Allah. Save the ummah from humiliation, ya Allah. Save the ummah from pareshan, my Allah. Ab tu ummat ko, ya Allah, hidayat de do, ya Allah. You guide us, my Allah. We want that hidayat, ya Allah. Allah, remove batil from our hearts, ya Allah. Show us haqq and hidayat. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا الله make there be امن and chain and سكون راحة in the entire world يا الله make the non-Muslims see the beauty of Islam يا الله the light of Islam. Islam is a peaceful religion. Islam is a loving religion. Islam is not a religion that kills and takes people's life unjustly. Islam is not a religion of bloodshed and killings, ya Allah. Islam is a peaceful religion. We unite the people's heart. We bring them closer to our Razik and Malik and Khalik. We save the people from the fire of Jahannam. We make efforts so that then we can all go into Jannat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Show us the haqq and hidayat, ya Allah. Give us afi. Give us salamati, give us hifazat, give us izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, raat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Oh my Allah, give us halal rozi. Ya Allah, give us halal rozi, my Allah. Halal rozi. Don't make there be one cent of haram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the asbab of our rozi easy for us, ya Allah. Don't make us have to go and toil and labor so hard and chase and hanker after the dunya. Make it be so easy that we can make ourselves fariq for your deen. And we can make khidmat for your deen, ya Allah. Make it easy for us. Our wives, our children, our parents, my Allah. Our parents ihsani so much on us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they care for us. They look after us. When we are sick, they feel the pain, my Allah. Give them best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Guide them, give them taqwa, wara, happiness. Give them halal, plentiful. Give them good health, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those parents who have passed on, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, ya Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, ala illiyin, the highest of stages. Remove them from any type of azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, that one child, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have heard you. We have read in the kitabs, ya Allah. My Allah, you are well aware of these things. We are saying it for our own benefit, ya Allah. So we can realize who we are talking to. Who we are communicating to. What a Ra'uf and Rahman and Rahim Allah we have. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs, the ulama have written of the person who has been given azab of the qabr. That father was getting punishment in the qabr, and suddenly one day there was no punishment for him. And somebody saw in a dream, and he asked, why aren't you being punished anymore? He said, today my little child, when I passed away, my child was small. Today my child, he has entered the madrasa, the maktab, and he has said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Papa has taught him to take the name of Allah, most beneficent, most merciful. Allah says, when your masum child took my name, I am full of mercy, how can I punish you? Oh my Allah, one glance of your mercy, my Allah. Ek nazar-e-karam, ek nazar-e-rahmat. Ya Allah, it will suffice us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Allah, we are your bandas, my Allah. Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Tu hamara banja, you become ours now, my Allah. We want to become your friend, my Allah. We do not want to befriend shaitan anymore, ya Allah. We have given him talaq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have taken him out of our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to have full control of our nafs, ya Allah. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar, aay kya mushku taba. They have finished us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, this dil is full of hawa and hirs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Change our condition for the betterment, ya Allah. Now you're going to help us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us izzat and honor and dignity. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna, zidna wa la tanqusna, a'adina wa la ta'arimna, aakhirna wa la tu'thir alina, Allahumma ansurna wa la tansur alina, Allahumma a'inna wa la tu'in alina, Allahumma amkurlana wa la tamkur alina, Allahumma ardina, Allahumma ardina, Allahumma ardina, ya Allah, tu razi banja, Allah, tu razi banja, Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Become pleased with everyone seated here tonight, Ya Allah. Before we leave this gathering, my Allah. Before we leave this gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your angel announce to stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven all your sins. Your Allah has forgiven you all your sins. And your Allah has transformed all your bad deeds into good deeds now. Oh, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters at home, don't deprive any person, wherever they may be. Whether they listen to this program or not, my Allah. Whether they're in any masjid, my Allah. Anywhere. Whether they're taking your name tonight, my Allah. Forgive everybody. All those who are sick and hearing, give them complete shifa, ya Allah. Every day we're hearing such sicknesses, such diseases. Masum, little children, my Allah. Brain tumor, cancer, this ailment, that ailment. Parents are parishan. Elderly ones are sick and hearing, my Allah. You are Shafi. Shifa is in your hands. We are not going to question you one bit, my Allah, but give them complete Shifa and quick, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus, especially Wazat Rahmatullah alayhi. Give him A'la Iliyin, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, to continue his mission, ya Allah. And the mission of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikiram, ya Allah, to tread on the back of Shuruq, ya Allah. Accept all good works, da'wat and tabliq, mehnat ko, ya Allah. Amr Tam ka farma, ya Allah. Tabool farma. Make it be easy. All the jamaats, they're striving. The month of Ramadan also, ya Allah, door to door. Ya Allah, they are going, they're making effort for your deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy. Ya Allah, help us also strive with them in your path, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh, they are sitting in hankas, ya Allah. With one fikr, to how to bring the ishq and muhabbat of you into our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, how we can take your name. Oh, my Allah, how we can get your ma'rifat, ya Allah, you accept the khanqas and tazkiyah, ya Allah. Madaris, makatib, darul ulum, ya Allah, ulama. Whatever khidmat they're making, accept all good works, mujahideen, ya Allah, unki nusrat farma. Ya Allah, change the condition on the heart of the zalimin, the oppressors, my Allah, the enemies of Islam. Show them the light of Islam, bring them into the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters, they've got such desires, such du'as, ya Allah. They have come with some ambition, some dua, some request, some hope, my Allah. Fulfill each person's jais, duas, and desire, and murad, ya Allah. Each one seated, ya Allah, I do not know what each one wants, my Allah. You well aware of what I require, what each one require, our mothers, sisters, ya Allah. Tonight, you give that fasla. You will lose nothing, my Allah. Your treasures, nothing will become exhausted from your treasures. Your treasures are so vast. You give and you give and you give, ya Allah, nothing becomes less, my Allah. And remove all our worries and problems. Social problem, domestic problem, physical problem, whatever, depression, ya Allah, financial problem. People who have taken drugs, they have made tawbah in the month of Ramadan, ya Allah. You are well aware of this, my Allah.
Ya Allah, they are so scared. They are so scared, Ya Allah. They have this fear. They are gripped with this fear that what happens after the month of Ramadan. They don't want to go back, Ya Allah. They don't want to go back. And nothing can help them. Nobody can help them. No tablet can help them. No, nothing can help them. Besides you, O my Allah. This is the only hopes they have, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Help every youngster, my Allah. Help the youth, Ya Allah. They are trying. So many of them have tawbah al-istighfar. Our boys and girls, Ya Allah. Save them, Ya Allah, from doing haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them. Give us hidayah, sirat al-mustaqeem. Our wives, our women folk, Ya Allah. Our men, our elders, our youngsters, our ulama'i kiram, mashayikh, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik sallam. Oh, may Allah do not deprive us of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Grant it to us, Ya Allah. Grant. Make us feel Jibreel alayhi salatu salam and the jamaats and the groups of angels coming down and making salam to us, Ya Allah. Make us get that feeling, may Allah. Ya Allah, so we'll become happy, Ya Allah. We will get some strength, may Allah. We'll feel good, Ya Allah. It will help us to strive more harder and come and reach you, may Allah. Make that wusool, Ya Allah, the road to reaching you easy and mazidar, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us إخلاص المقبولية. Protect us from ria, show, ostentation, Ya Allah, and hasad and pride and arrogance. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.